You're listening to SBS News.
Tetyana Yaroshenko is a displaced woman from Ukraine's Zaporizhia region who had moved to Kyiv's Zyatoshinsky district. She is one of those caught up in a Russian airstrike of more than 630 drones and nearly 40 missiles in an overnight barrage that has struck 13 regions in Ukraine.
I was sitting in my apartment. I heard the drone flying and it was already flying close. I immediately realized what it was and I saw a glow. I thought it had flown into our apartment. My daughter was blown out into the corridor by a blast wave. I looked around. What can I say here?
The strike hit homes and the power grid in 13 regions in total, killing at least 3 civilians, including a 4-year-old child. It's the 9th large-scale Russian attack on Ukraine's energy system this year. The head of Kyiv's Zviatoshnitsky district, Hyori Zanitaria, says residents will be allowed back inside once temporary repairs are completed.
Sometime around 9 a.m., there was damage to these houses. In total, 7 houses were previously damaged here. You can see the common property. These are windows and the facade. We have reported 5 people injured, 4 at this location, 1 person at another location. The 4 people who were injured here, in total, all 5 are hospitalized. Among them, 1 child under 16.
The strikes have come just days after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said progress was being made on potential peace arrangements. In his nightly address, President Zelensky confirmed his negotiating team had returned from talks in the United States. He says draft agreements have been strengthened.
Today, our negotiating team presented a detailed report. Rustem Umerov and Andriy Khnatov returned after meetings in the United States with envoys of President Donald Trump. They reported on the working drafts of agreements that already exist and on points of the agreements we have managed to strengthen. We remain in constant contact with the United States and look forward to further collaboration.
Meanwhile, the fighting continues. Ukraine's military says it has withdrawn from the eastern town of Siversk to preserve lives amid overwhelming Russian numbers after inflicting heavy losses. Russia has claimed further territorial gains in Kharkiv and Dnipropetrovsk and says it has struck Ukrainian energy and military sites with hypersonic Kinzhal missiles. The president says the latest Russian airstrikes send a clear signal about Russia's priorities.
We sense that America wants to reach a final agreement. And from our side, there is full cooperation. Ukraine has never been and will never be an obstacle to peace. We are working actively and doing everything necessary to ensure that the documents come to fruition and that they are realistic. The key is that Russia must not sabotage this diplomacy and must take ending the war 100% seriously.
Pope Leo XIV has appealed from Italy for a holiday truce, but those calls have failed. The pontiff has described that news as deeply distressing.
One of the things that is causing greatest sadness to me in these days is that apparently Russia rejected the request of a Christmas truce. Once again, I urge all the good-willing people to respect, at least during the festivity of the birth of the Savior, one day of peace. I hope they will listen to us and that there might be a day, 24 hours of peace worldwide.
In tutto il mondo. Grazie.
These diplomatic efforts are of little comfort to 35-year-old security guard and father of 3, Andriy Stets, whose family was also caught up in the latest Russian strike. He says his flat and all its contents have been damaged, and they're not sure what their options are now.
I ran back to the flat and saw what happened. The flat was destroyed inside. All the furniture was damaged. We have three children, a 13-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 3-month-old baby. I don't know what to do next.
Assalamu alaikum, SBS News.